Please open your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter, page 1229 in your Scofield Bible. We'll be reading just the 13th verse. We have other scriptures to which we will turn after that. 1 Corinthians 16:13, page 1229 in your Scofield Bible. As we always do, let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. And we'll read this all in unison. Join me, please. Ready? Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. I'll ask now that you turn to the book of 1 Samuel and the third chapter. I'm sorry, the fourth chapter and the ninth verse. That's page 323 in your Scofield Bible. 323. Just the ninth verse. That's 1 Samuel chapter 4. Let's read it together. Please, ready? Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews, as they have been to you. Quit yourselves like men and fight. Turn now to the 8th Psalm, page 602 in your Scofield Bible. Psalm 8. And we'll read these verses responsively. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hath set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And let's pray. Father, we thank you. What a great day you've given us. It's great because we get to come to church. It's a wonderful day because we get to meet with thy people. It's a blessed day because we get to hear the preaching of thy word. So many things make this a remarkable day. And thank you that also it's pretty outside. We do pray that you bless and help us, help that our hearts and minds might be such as that you can work with them, that the needs of our lives might be met. Bless our preacher and help that we might be obedient listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before I preach, I'd like the young couples to sort of separate just a little bit. You're a little too close. It's not hugging time, it's preaching time. And so I want you to quit doing your romancing here in this auditorium. And you can do that later. So I wonder sometimes those who do it in public if they do it later. But neither, that's enough for that. I'm trying to get myself in the mood for the sermon I'm about to preach this morning. And this sermon originated in a restaurant. Mrs. Howes and I were there, and we watched the people come in. I guess there were people. They called themselves that. And I said to Mrs. Howes, do you ever get the place where you're almost ashamed to be a member of the human race? I mean, here came a gal in that looked like Godzilla. And had about as many clothes on as Godzilla. And here came a skinny boy in with pants on that was like an Oprah's old wardrobe. Women coming in with Michael Jordan shoes on. And I said to Miss Hiles, it's tragic what the human race has deteriorated to being. I thought of 1 Samuel 4:9 and 1 Corinthians 16:13, which is both my text and my title, Quit You Like Men. This will not be the usual Sunday morning sermon. I'll make more folks mad than usual if it works out the way I planned it. But I'd like to be used of God to restore some dignity, at least in this part of the human race here at First Baptist Church in Hammond, Indiana. Quit you like men. Father, I have no axes to grind. I have nobody that I hate. I love everybody. But I've watched now for these years of my life the deterioration of my species, my race, the human race. And I pray you'd help me this morning. Realizing I can't change America, I can't change the world. But I'd like to change several thousand people this morning to restore some pride in what we are, who we are, and whose we are. So bless what I say this morning as it comes from a heart of love. In Jesus' name, amen. There are four forms of life. Check my treble, please, if you would. There are four forms of life. There is deity. There is humanity or human life. There is animal life. And there is plant life. It so happens that I am a member of that second one, the human race. And I'm proud to be a member of the human race. And I want to be human. I want to be there. In fact, I'm there with dignity and with pride. What does my text mean? Quit you like men. I'll come a little later on to a little broader explanation. Let me give you a few little synonym phrases. Quit you like men. One, make man of yourself. It's not talking about quit you like men in opposition to the female gender. It's talking about mankind. Make men of yourself. Another little synonym phrase, act like a human. Another, behave like a human being is supposed to behave. Another, wear humanity with dignity. Another, check your position as to where you're supposed to be. Let me explain what I mean. God said in our scripture a while ago that man was made to be over his creatures. He said that God is mindful of man in Psalm 8. God fellowships with man. Man was given dominion over God's creation. He was crowned with glory and honor, and all things have been put under his feet. I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, it's something to be a human being. It's something to be human. I'm not talking about manhood and masculinity. I'm talking about the entire human race. And brother, it's time the human race decided to look like the human race, act like the human race, dress like the human race, and be what we were meant to be in the first place. On the other side, here is man here. He's above animals. He's above the plant life. All things are put under his feet, all sheep and oxen, beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. So our text said a while ago, our chapter said a while ago. So man is above the animal and plant life. Here he is. On the other hand, the Bible says in this same psalm, he was made a little lower than the angels. So here is God here and the angelic beings here. And then here is man. And then here is animal life. So we have man above all of God's creatures and yet under God himself. So
man, get this statement now. Here's the most important statement. Man, wake up now. Listen to me. Man has never been content with his position. He never has. He wants to stoop to the animal or ascend to deity. Here's deity. Here's animal. Here's man. Man has never been satisfied with what he is. So he wants to stoop to be like an animal, or he wants to ascend to be like deity, making his own salvation, doing that which is good in his own eyes, if you please. And God is saying, quit that. Quit ye like men. Quit trying to live like an animal, and quit trying to think that you're God, and simply be there where God intended you to be as a human being. Now, there are two things here. One, he says, quit behaving like animals. Now, you listen carefully to me. Do not act like an animal. You're human. Do not live like an animal. You're human. Do not sing to the beat of animal music. You're human. Do not dress or undress like an animal, but rather be like a human. Do not gyrate or dance like an animal in the field or the forest, but because you are human. Do not be selfish like an animal, because you are human. Do not have the morals or lack of morals of an animal. Man is living like barnyard animals today. I mean, the whole philosophy is live like an animal. Bless God, it so happens I am human, and I'm proud that I'm human. He's saying, do not play and eat and sleep like animals do. Do not fight like animals do. Do not live for the senses and appetites like animals. Hey, you have a soul. Develop it. You have a spirit. You can fellowship with God. Use it. You can read. Turn the television set off and do it. You can think like as a human. Do it. You can reason and logic. Do it. You can pray. Do it. Young people, the rock culture is nothing more than man degrading himself to the animal nature. That's all it is to it. It's time that man threw back his shoulders and said, I happen to be a human being, and I happen to be proud of the fact that I'm human, and I'm going to act like a human and not a barnyard animal. So, ladies, be proud that you're ladies, and men, be proud that you're men. You can laugh. Enjoy humor, not animal humor, but human, decent humor. You're the ultimate of God's creation. Wear that crown with dignity. On Sunday, he made light for you. On Monday, he made the firmament for you. On Tuesday, he made the oceans and the seas and the rivers and the lakes for you. He also made the trees and the ferns and the grass and plant life for you. On Wednesday, he made the sun and the moon and the stars for you. On Thursday, he made animal life for you. On Thursday, he made the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and the beast of the field. All of that for you. Now then, all is ready. The table is set. The earth is furnished. The stage is prepared. Eden is finished. It is time for man, God's greatest creation, for whom all of the previous days of creation were made. Now God said, quit like men. Quit what? Quit acting like animals. Quit what? Quit copying animal music. And let me say it again. There's not one single human being who's got the IQ of 30 that doesn't know what's wrong with rock music. Not one. Not one. There's not one single young person in this room this morning that does not know what's wrong with rock music. You have willfully chosen to live like animals instead of like human beings ought to live. I'm dedicating this sermon to those that don't come back on Sunday nights. Quit what? Quit undressing like animals. Quit what? Quit singing like animals. Even in churches. In the average church this morning, It's beastly beef that we're following and not the beef that God wants us to follow. What does he quote? He quit what? Quit lying 90% nude on beaches like animals do. Quit what? Quit watching animals on television. Quit what? Quit making heroes out of animals. Quit what? Quit feuding and fighting like animals do. Quit what? Quit living together as unmarried people like animals do. Nowadays, the word girlfriend is as respected in this world as the word wife, but it's not that way with God Almighty. Famous athletes leave their teams overnight because they're becoming a father for the first time. Their girlfriend is having a baby, and that's as rotten as the hell that God made for the unsaved. You listen to me. It's time that men decided and mankind decided, I'm somebody. I'm made in the image of Almighty God. All things are placed under my feet. And I, for me, Jesus came. For me, he was born in Bethlehem. For me, angels, set up there, son. I'm set up there. We're having church. It was for me that angels sang the song to the shepherds who watched their flocks by night. It was for me that wise men came and brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It was for me that Jesus walked the sandy hills of Judea. It was for me that he sailed the Sea of Galilee. It is for me that he had no place to lay his head while birds flew to their nest and foxes scurried to their holes. It was for me he was hated. It was for me he was rejected. It was for me he was indicted. It was for me he was tried. It was for me he was pronounced guilty. It was for me he was beaten. It was for me he was crucified. It was for me he dipped his soul into hell and suffered my punishment for me. I'm saying I happen to be a man, and it's time the human race decided to be the human race again with somebody. Ladies, be proud to be a lady. I'm so discouraged. Ladies want to be men. God made you to be a queen, not a king. God made you to be a princess, not a prince. Be proud to be a lady. Be proud that you are a lady. Wear modest clothing. Throw away your masculine shoes. I said, throw away your masculine shoes. Throw away your shorts and pants and masculine clothing. Throw away your mini skirts. Wear modest and feminine dresses. Quit fighting for equal rights and enjoy your God-given rights. Sit gracefully. Talk quietly with a meek, quiet spirit. Be the queen that God made you be. It's an amazing thing, ladies and gentlemen. People don't like First Baptist Church oftentimes, but they sure do like to come and try to get our girls. You know, a man alive wants his wife to walk down the aisle in a pair of Michael Jordan tennis shoes. There's not a man alive that doesn't want a feminine woman. And yet these masculine beasts in the National Organization for Men, they need to find out that God made a woman to be the most exalted of all his creatures, the queen. I said the princess. Be proud of it. We went to Hawaii for our 50th wedding anniversary to Maui. I won't go into the story I usually tell, but I will tell this much of it. Came time to check out of the hotel there at the Embassy Suites Hotel. I went down to check out, and Mrs. Howell's up packing. And all the ladies at the registration desk gathered around and wanted to say goodbye to me. And they said, Mr. Howell, we want you to know how much we've enjoyed having you and Mrs. Howell here for these 10 days. Something different about you. And each of these ladies, wearing a pair of pants now, each of them, they said, Mrs. Howell is like no one else that's been here. They said, she's so sweet and pretty and feminine. And we just love her beautiful skirts. And I said, they have some more down there for sale. Oh, God, give us women again. God, give us feminine women again.
God, give us women that wear the crown of a weak, meek, and a quiet spirit again. God, give us women who are submissive again. I mean, be proud to be a woman. Quit trying to dress like a man, act like a man, talk like a man, wear your hair like a man, and be a woman, and be it with dignity and pride.
As you know, we've moved into condominium. And the other day I was getting on the elevator. There was an attractive young lady there, blonde, with two little blonde kids. And she said, I think I've met you. I said, do you live here? No, she said, my parents live here. In fact, my father is the one who built this building originally. And she said, I don't think I've met you. And I said, I'm Jack Hiles. She said, that's what I thought. She said, I've heard so many good things about you. And then she said, I've also heard about your sweet, beautiful wife. And I said, she's a doll. And over again, people in that condominium talk about Mrs. Hiles. Did you know it happened that so happens that they have women's shoes at most of the shoe stores? Let me spell a word for you that you ladies need to learn. Dresses. Dresses. You got that? Say it. Dresses. Yeah. That's what your grandmother wore. Remember that? And that's what women ought to wear now. You said to the house, you're out of date. Bless God, I look at this generation, thank God I'm out of date. Be proud you're a woman. Men, be proud to be a man. Quit copying animals. Wear pants that fit. Average boy. And by the way, you parents make your boys wear pants that fit. The average pair of pants, and some of you guys, some of you young men are copying animals and not men. You dress appropriately and don't wear pants you could put your whole family in. And if every preacher in America would preach this sermon I preached this morning, it'd change America. Be proud to be a man. Throw away your baggy pants. Get a haircut. Quit looking like an Airedale Terrier. Be appropriate in your dress. Be color coordinated. Walk with manly dignity. Dress with manly propriety. Be able to express yourself without profanity, slang, or crude vocabulary. Sit with a manly posture. Discover white shirts as well as pastels. Be mannerly. Open the car door for ladies. Stand when a lady walks in the room. Give her your chair or seat in a public vehicle. Be a man and act like a man. Our public schools are zoos. You don't have to go to Lincoln Park Zoo, Brookfield Zoo. You can go to Hammond High Zoo. Now, you listen carefully. They'll make popsicles where the booger man lives before I'll yield to this inappropriate generation of ours. Our shopping malls are zoos. Our restaurants are zoos. Our airports are zoos. Our airplanes are flying zoos. Our society is a menagerie. Our communities are jungles. Our vacations are safaris. Our homes are cages. Our cities are savage. Our universities and colleges are jungleettes. Our professors are animal trainers. Our campuses are zoological gardens. Our classrooms are pens. Our students are cattle. Our senators are roundups. It's time that man threw back his shoulders and said, I'm not an animal. I happen to be man, the highest of God's creatures. We drive like animals. It's time some of you decided to drive like human beings. With courtesy. Concern about somebody else. We kill like animals. We make love like animals. Our manners are bestial. Our talk is brutish. Our doctors are veterinarians.
I said, quit believing. God said, quit behaving like an animal. Quit ye like men. I pivot. Not only does he say, quit behaving like animals, but he says, quit behaving like God.
Here's God. Here's animal. Here's man. God says, be what I made you to be. But man has never been satisfied with that. As I said a while ago, man wants to descend into animal living or ascend into God's sphere. God says, I made you a little lower than the angels, and all things are made for you. And now I want you to be like a man, like humans.
Quit behaving like God. Quit thinking you're always right. Only one's always right. That's me.
Quit thinking that you're the final authority. Quit being the judge of others. That's God's business. Confess your lack of omniscience and your void of omnipotence. Quit doing that which is right in your own eyes, as Satan said to Eve, if you will eat this fruit, you can be as gods, knowing or determining yourself what is good and evil. That's his business. You don't have a... He said, I don't see anything wrong with that. You're acting God. This is what determines right or wrong.
Admit your imperfections, but improve them.
Admit your sinfulness, but grow
in grace and holiness and righteousness.
Admit your weakness, but grow stronger. Admit your mistakes and failures, but try again. Fathers, admit that you're not always right. Mothers, admit that you sometimes fail. Leaders, admit your humanity. Be human. Do what is natural for human beings. It's natural to be hungry. It's natural to weep. It's natural to laugh. It's natural to be lonely. It's natural to fear. Quit trying to save yourself. That's his business.
Quit descending into the area of animals and quit trying to ascend into the sphere of God. Quit trying to get another human to save you. Quit thinking that a group of humans can build a building, meet in it every Sunday, called the church, can save you if you join up with them. Quit choosing a man to be placed above you and trusting him to absolve or forgive your sins.
Quit thinking that man has a right to change God's eternal words. I'm talking about you NIV people. I'm talking about you RSV people. I'm talking about you ASV people. Quit messing with God's word. Quit meddling with God's word. This is his word, and don't you put yourself as being somebody who can tell man what God meant.
Quit thinking that man can better make man understand what God said. And quit thinking that you can merit eternal life. Come down from your papacy and be a man. Come down from your supremacy and be a man.
Come down from your confessional booth
and be a man.
Come down from your rewriting the Bible
and be a man.
Come down from being the judge of your small domain
and be a man.
Take off your vestments
and be a man. So, ladies and gentlemen, stand up straight. Lift your head high. Throw back your shoulders. Raise your hands high. Stand tall and shout, I am human.
I am man. All things were made for me. He made us need to have dominion over the work of his hands. He's put all things under my feet and yours. Sheep and oxen, the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. You're somebody. You don't have to dress like a baboon. You go to the zoo. They're looking at you instead of you looking at them.
Mother apes call little children apes and say, come and see what's outside the cave. Baboons look at you and think they're looking in the mirror. In the mirror.
The human race has deteriorated into being animalistic. Our music has gone back to the savages where cannibals live. We're dressing now like they dress in the heathen countries or undress in the heathen countries. The beat of our drums is exactly like the old tom toms back in the where savages live. Just so happens, I'm glad I'm a human being. And I'm glad I'm married to a human being, too. I plan to dress like one. I plan to sing like one, though not one of the better ones. And all of that, I happen to be a man of the human race. And I'm proud to be a man. I want to wear my manliness with dignity. My mother taught me when I was a boy. She said, you're mama's little man. She said, now I want to show you how to walk. And my mother would make me walk across the room, and she would try the best she could. My daddy was out drunk somewhere. She'd try the best she could to walk like a man. And she'd say, son, men spring as they walk. I can tell you what the San Francisco people walk like. But men walk like this.
Men sprang from their feet. Mama said, son, walk across the room and let me see how you walk. I'm not going to rear, sissy. I'm a real man, she said.
And then she'd say, son, I want you to sit like a man. And he'd borrow your chair for a woman. My mama would sit like this. And she'd say, son, don't you sit like that. I mean, like this. She said, this is the way men shouldn't sit. She said, you put the balls of your feet on the floor, across your legs like that, or like that. But she said, son, when you grow up, I want you to be a man. Now, whatever else I am, bless God, I happen to be a man, and I'm proud I'm a man, and I'm proud that I belong to the human race. I want to wear my crown with dignity and not act like a bunch of barnyard animals act.
So bow your head. Bend your knee. Humble yourself. Fall on your face. And say, I'm not God. I cannot save myself. I must follow his leadership. And I'm not animal. I will not descend into a sphere not made for me, for which I was not made. I'll wear my humanity with dignity and pride and thanksgiving. And yet at the same time, not only will I not descend into the animal sphere, but I will not ascend into God's sphere. I'll bow my head, humble myself, look up to God and say, how great thou art. Then, and only then, can God's command be obeyed. Quit you like men. It's exactly what it's talking about. Act like a man, as I said a while ago, in the first part. Make a man of yourself. Act like man. Behave like a human being. Wear humility with dignity. Check your position. Some of you guys going to Hammond Baptist High School need to get two sizes smaller pants. And they would if some of you parents would put your foot down. All across America, I preach in congregations, in conventions. And I see it everywhere I go. I'll be on the platform, and here's a couple coming in late because they had to work late, maybe.
and there's a family of four. Here comes a man dressed like I'm dressed and like you fellows are dressed today. Appropriately. And here behind him comes a mop. For whom I pray through the entire service, his pants will remain up. It looks like a porcupine. It slouches in. I want to grab that father. Say, go home and teach that boy to be a man. Right after him comes a little lady dressed with modest length skirt, appropriately dressed, a Bible under her arm, like women used to be. And right behind her, here it comes, a facsimile of the boy. And I want to say to that woman, why don't you go home and train that dog? You say, Brother House, what if my kids won't do it? Explain to them that you buy their food. And you pay their rent. And you're the one that buys their clothes. So you're the one that sets the rules. You say, what if they don't like it? Well, let me use a vernacular term. Tough toenails. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light above. Mountain to the valley of the ocean white with foam. God bless America, our home sweet home. And I hate to see what's happening to her. I really do. I find myself wishing that you young people could have grown up 50 years ago. I find myself wishing that you could have known to America where the president wasn't a whoremonger and a draft dodger. I wish you could know in America where the term draft dodger was not even coined yet. And where when our country was in warfare, every blood-red American boy wanted to go out and defend his country. I didn't know a draft dodger. I suppose I have one in the White House. I wish you could know in America where when folks got on airplanes to fly, men wore ties, nice oppressed pants and shirts and sometimes suits. Women wore modest length dresses. I wish you could know that, America. And I'll close with this. I can't change it. But tell you what I can do. I can preach to a bunch of people like this and create a little spot in this area that's like the America we once knew. To that end, I've given myself for 40 years, and to that end, the sermon I preached this morning is what I preached 40 years ago. I'm so proud when people say, you go to First Baptist, don't you? I was so proud when the lady at that health food store, when our ladies walked in, bought some stuff at the health food store, and the clerk there said, you get 10% discount. She said, why? She said, I give 10% discount to all the Hiles people. Wonder how she could tell she was a Hiles person. You can tell. And don't you be intimidated when you're the only one dressed like you are or singing like you are. Thank God you don't belong to the Church of the Open Zoo. But the Church of the Living God. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It's good for our fathers. It's good for our mothers. It's good enough for me. And give me the old standards and old convictions and old patriotism and old loyalty and old dignity and old propriety America once had. Quit ye like men. Accept the place that God has made for you, not descending to the animal, nor ascending to the deity. Would you bow your heads, please?